Yes, I'm Josie Lenwell, and I'm with Code Pink Women and Men for Peace. And basically, both parties need to address the issue of ending war. Certainly, both parties need to address the issue of money out of politics. And here we're particularly for bust up the banks also.
Rohima, Mia, I think it's important that we let both parties know that we don't have the money to spend on super PACs and lobbying, and the only way the people get to express what they want is to do something like this.
My name is Richard Koritz. I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina. Most of the main labor leaders in my union, the Letter Carriers Union, in North Carolina signed this strong statement condemning the work of both parties in their relationship to serving working people and the 99%.
Elaine Brower. My son did 3 combat tours as a Marine, 1 in Afghanistan and 2 in Iraq. He came back 100% disabled, and they keep sending them over there into Afghanistan. Why are we wasting our money, killing innocent civilians, losing our soldiers, causing mayhem all over the world? For what? What's the end game here?
My name is Fernando Lopez. As part of the migrant community, we're just tired. We have had enough of oppression, of criminalization for things that we don't even do, and being criminalized just for the color of our skin, because we're coming from a different place.
Kate Melges. I'm in town from Cincinnati. I'm the Greenpeace organizer in Ohio. Duke Energy is the largest utility in the entire nation, and they're continuing to invest in coal and nuclear-fired power plants, as well as natural gas, and they're not putting their money where their mouth is and being a forward-thinking company and investing in renewable, clean sources of electricity that will actually save them money and protect the health of their ratepayers.
Martha Kennedy from Winston-Salem. You know, the corporate greed is just killing us. And we want to try to make the corporate people back off from owning our government. Because right now they do. They own the legislators, and that's what makes me the maddest.